Wally Shaver and Tanner Hoops downstairs with us right now is head coach Bob Motzko. Finally, we break the shootout jinx, not only scoring goals, but winning the shootout. Way to go.
Yes. you know, it goes in the books as a tie. So, you know, we just play that. It means a lot in your conference play. But the celebration from us, I think everybody understands, and our crowd, why it was a celebration. Great, like, that's what we've been waiting for. I mean, I've been coming on the air now for, you know, these games, four games, and after, you know, we're not seeing what we see in practice. We just had a hard time getting it going in game, and tonight our guys competed their rear ends off from start to finish, and we deserved a little better fate, I do believe, or a chance at it.
Yeah.
But I give our guys I give our guys a ton of credit because they didn't get frustrated, they didn't get down, they came back on a Saturday night and for our fourth game now played the way we had to play. Yeah. And we got to continue to do that.
And how did you pick the shooters for the shootout?
Well, it's kind of I'm on the bench, and I've had this happen to me one other time, and LJ Turner, he just turned and looked at me. It was the look, you're picking me. And I go, go, kid, go. And that was in the World Juniors when we beat Canada in 18. Brady Tkachuk, like, he had 1 foot over the boards and just looked at me. No, I'm going, coach. And just scored a beautiful goal with a lot of Canadian fans in the building. But LJ did it tonight in front of our crowd. It was great. And then Tanner just, you know, he blew it in the net. So that's, hey, the monkey's off our back.
Yes,
now for that. And we had a little, but I'm more happy right now that I believe this is a grow-up game for us, and we have to build on it.
A really strong third period in overtime session from your guys. Is that more of what you were expecting, or what the standard is for the guys?
I thought all three periods, you know, because they're a good hockey team, you know. You know, there were a few things inside our system. The only thing that they got going was, you know, because we were really forechecking hard, and they got out a few times, and we got caught on the rush. All their chances came on the rush, even their tying goal. And I liked our effort all the whole night tonight throughout our entire lineup, that's what we have to have. I mean, you can't play the sport any other way.
Well, I just don't think that tying goal should have happened. I mean, the way Hendy gets hauled down there and no call.
Well, it reminded me of last
spring.
Yeah, but Jimmy Clark got tripped right before that. That was the bad one. They made a decision not to make any calls at the end of the game, and we had to live with it. And but most important, let's hope this is a grow up game for our group and how we have to battle.
Yeah, they scored on the power play early, and then your PK looked really solid after that. What adjustments you see from that group?
Well, we missed one rotation on their goal, and they got some top players in our next two kills, and what a big kill in the third period. And we were blocking shots, we got in lanes, and we used a lot of different guys in the kill, and it was an excellent job the last two for us.
Okay, coach, congratulations. We'll talk to you Monday for the coaches show.
All right, thank you. Bye.